Ground ball in the hole for a base hit for Felix Sanchez, leading off for the Lowell Spinners here in the bottom of the first.
Some of the first of the Spinners, first time up at bat. But they had a good top of the first half. Four up, three down, double play.
Yeah, the right fielder dropped a fly ball, but then they turned a double play and got out of the inning. So
more action in the one-half inning of baseball than you see in many baseball games, really.
My question is, what's happened to our voice, and why are we sounding like this?
Hi, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. Thanks for subscribing, streaming, or downloading and listening to us on your computer or MP3 player. I'm Austin Titchener, one-third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, number 196, At the Ballpark.
Ladies and Germans, we are at the ballpark tonight. We're at the ballpark watching the Lowell Spinners. Describe the Spinners for the people who don't follow baseball.
The Lowell Spinners.
Not the Soul Group.
No, not the Spinners. Yeah. The Lowell Spinners are a single-A minor league baseball team, an affiliate of the Boston Red Sox. And they're in their last homestand of the season against the Tri-City Valley Cats. So these are guys probably...
Tri-City Valley Girls? What did you say?
Totally, dude.
Tri-City Valley Cats.
And so these would probably be guys in their second year of pro ball, and they'd probably, if they're good, they might be 2 or 3 years away from the majors. But at this level, if any of these teams ended up with one or two guys who made the majors, that's about all that's going
to
make it. Right.
Sorry to interrupt you, but the sign says get loud, so come on!
You! You do everything you've been told because you've probably been to so many baseball games before, Matt Rippey. Is that true?
This is my very first baseball game ever.
Get out of here. You're kidding.
It's true. That's why I'm following all the instructions.
Seriously, you've never been, growing up in Houston, you never went to an Astros game?
I never went to an Astros game. I think I might have done the Oilers once when I was a kid and they were terrible. When I was an adult, they were terrible too. But never been to a baseball game. I've been to a high school girls softball game, which was pretty awesome.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome.
This is great. Look, ooh, the sign saying stomp.
Stomp, stomp.
All right.
Ooh, and there's a sign that says beer. I'll be right back.
growing up, of course, I followed the Oakland A's. How's Sal Bando doing with the A's? Is he still playing Vita Blue? Raleigh Fingers?
They're not deceased, but they're two steps away.
Oh, really? They've moved on? They're not playing anymore? I should really pay more attention.
That was a really great team, the A's of the early 70s. They won the World Series in 72, 73, 74, and they're the last team to win three in a row. So that was a dynasty.
Well, that's when I stopped. I think that's when I stopped following baseball.
That's the time. Now, my Giants last won the World Series in... 1954, 5 years before I was born.
It's not a pitcher's duel tonight here at the Spinners versus the Valley Cats because everybody's getting a hit.
Yep, there's a sacrifice fly to right.
He's out at the plate. He's out. They got him.
Right. Fly to right field. The right fielder guns down the guy tagging at third for the third out of the inning.
What just happened? Why is everybody leaving?
They're leaving because the inning's over. They got the three outs.
All right.
Yeah, the Valley Cats got the Spinners out. He tried to round third and take home base, but the throw from right field came all the way in. These minor league games are great because there's never a dull moment. They've always got so much action going on. We had the Mystery Machine, Scooby-Doo and the Mystery Machine go by, throwing
free stuff being chucked out.
Chucking t-shirts and whatever. What are they doing now? It looks like they have a sandwich eating contest.
What I'm trying to figure out, beside the whole hoagie thing, which I get, why is the mascot an alligator? I haven't seen any alligators around Lowell.
It's called the Canaligator. Lowell is a mill town and is sluiced throughout by canals connecting various parts of water to the Merrimack River.
There was a minor league baseball team in Sonoma County, played in Rohnert Park, and their mascot was the abominable Sonoman, which was brilliant.
It's kind of brilliant. Well, we're here tonight. I mean, this is our third. Hang on. No, it's our second day of rehearsals here in Lowell at Merrimack Repertory Theater. Second days of rehearsals on stage with the props and costumes, with the crew for our opening of The Complete World of Sports Abridged on September 9th. And we were offered these free tickets to the third row, right above the Spinner's dugout.
Yeah, what terrible seats.
The terrible seats. I mean, what are we? We're halfway between home plate and first base.
We literally could throw a peanut and hit the players in the head in the dugout. Yes. And Matt has.
Hand me your peanuts.
Oh, an That is going back to left field, and they're going to get under it. And will he drop it? No, he gets it. Yeah, that's a bop fly for Nittiver.
Big disappointment for the youngster.
4 o'clock this afternoon, we were offered free tickets by the president of the board of the Merrimack Repertory Theater, and we were thrilled to be able to take them, especially thrilled with the idea that it's a half an hour walk from where we live, so if we get, I'm sorry, when we get bored, we'll go home.
I'm sitting here watching the umpires because... I, of course, went to umpire school as a minor league umpire, so I'm looking at this two-man crew. Of course, in the majors, you have four umpires, one on each base. And in the playoffs, you've got six. There's one hit deep to center, back to right center, and that's off the wall.
I have to say, Reed, I wish all baseball games were this exciting and I had these good seats.
Well, see, they mostly are. You've picked the bad ones. Most of them are exactly like that.
Really? Okay.
They are. We were saying this, I think, before we started the podcast, is that it's exciting because you're so close.
Yeah, we never get these good seats. Yeah.
No, and the seats are just much closer than a major league game.
Well, even the far seats are not. I mean, how many seats are in here? Ooh, nice line drive.
Just right over the third baseman's head, right down the left field line. The guy in second is rounding third.
Bring one in.
He'll score easily.
It's a wonderful line for Adam Bailey there. He just scored. That's 1-0 Velikas.
And I love the danger of these seats. I mean, it feels like we could get one popped right in our faces.
Well,
I mean,
and we could do. That'll be a great end of this podcast.
Cool. I hope it happens.
One of the things we're trying to do with the Complete World of Sports Abridged is that we're trying to, everywhere we go, we're trying to wear the jerseys of the local teams. And we're starting off pretty well here in Lowell. They've managed to find for us a Red Sox jersey, a Lowell Spinners jersey, and also the jersey, a hockey jersey from the UMass Lowell Riverhawks, only Division I team. We are very grateful to the Red Sox, Spinners, and UMass Lowell organizations for the use of those jerseys. We will wear them proudly in the show. And any theater that's listening to this, where we are bringing the Complete World of Sports Abridged, be prepared. We will be contacting you to get to wear a jersey from one of your local teams.
In other words, free swag.
I'm not even thinking we're going to get to keep it. I'm hoping
we could
just borrow it.
Yeah, they're looking really nice. I'm going to do. I'm not sure we get to keep these.
I don't think we do. No. I don't think we do.
I think what's going to happen is we'll autograph them and put them up in the office. I'm assuming that they would want our autographs.
Well, just to make them worth less.
Well, yeah. Now, Matt Rippey, we were talking about what you're going to wear, and we found a discounted Brazil soccer jersey, and then we're saying, well, you know, you're the lanky Yankee. It would be great if you wore a basketball jersey, and then you had a brainstorm.
Yeah. I had an epiphany. Duh, what's taking me so long?
And you should really clean it up.
I should, shouldn't I? My sister works for Coach Barnes, head of basketball at University of Texas.
Oh.
And so one's in the mail as we speak.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I will say this field is a million times better than any of the fields I umpired in the Pioneer League. And I'm sure the Pioneer League fields have been improved. There's been a real renaissance in minor league baseball starting about the time I left it. But
coincidence?
But it's expanded. It's gotten very popular. And lots of beautiful new ballparks like this. I think this one's maybe about 15, 20 years old.
Well, we do, you know, we do a bit in the show about, in the sports show about, you know, what we prefer, pro sports or college sports. And, you know, I have to say, if I had to choose between major league and minor league, I think I prefer minor league. The parks are smaller. You know, it's less intimidating. The fans aren't quite as obnoxious.
The umpires are smaller.
The umpires are small.
Excuse me, gentlemen. The sign says, get loud! Woo! Proceed.
This is why we like working with Matt Rippey. He does what he's told.
Check swing roller to the first baseman who takes it himself for out number two.
You used to actually call. You were a sportscaster at Cal, weren't you?
Yeah, I worked for KALX 90.7 FM, 10 watts. You could hear the station if you could see it. So I broadcast Cal football, basketball, and baseball. And Bob Milano was the head baseball coach at Cal, and he was very nice. We had the Bob Milano show before every game, so I had to go track him down and do an interview. And
kind of like tracking people down for podcasts.
Exactly.
Good training.
Yeah, exactly.
It was probably easier back in those days of Cal sports because Cal was terrible in those days. There was a lot less to call.
Yeah. I mean, there are baseball games, there was nobody. Maybe it was like 200 people.
Right.
Although I remember one time.
So were you on the radio or the stadium announcer?
The radio.
Okay.
I remember one time the Giants came in to play an exhibition game against Cal on a Giants day off as a fundraiser, I think. Ooh, nice play.
Boom.
First baseman fields it, pitcher covers, out number three. But yeah, basketball, there was lots of people. The team wasn't any good. Dick Kuchin was the coach. And Joe Kapp and Roger Theater were the football coaches while we were there. And the football team was like 500.
Right.
Yeah, and the baseball team was okay. Basketball team was bad, as I recall.
Well, at the end of two, it's the Valley Cats are up one. That's kind of, is that important for, is that a surprise for the Spinners to be down one run at the end of two?
My understanding is they have the worst record in the league, so I think it's surprising that they're only down one.
I see.
And we'll be back with more of our adventures at the ballpark right after this.
I'm Teddy Panos from 980 WCAP, and you are listening to the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast.
Where can you see the RSC? This week on September 9th, we premiere our seventh stage show, The Complete World of Sports Abridged, at the Merrimack Repertory Theater in Lowell, Massachusetts. We're performing eight shows a week until October 5th. We're about 45 minutes north of Boston, so come and see us if you can. After that, we'll be in Richmond, Virginia, Princeton, New Jersey, Burlington, Vermont, Charlotte, North Carolina, Columbia, South Carolina, Richardson, Texas, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Plus, 2 weeks in Hong Kong, performing The Complete History of America Abridged and The Bible, The Complete Word of God Abridged, and 2 weeks in Singapore performing America and Completely Hollywood Abridged. There is a story there, and we will tell it to you in a future podcast. As always, the very best way to stay up to date about all our worldwide performances is to sign up for the Reduced Reader, our email newsletter. Go to ReduceShakespeare.com and click on the link to subscribe, and check out our touring page as well for specific venue and ticket information.
So, favorite baseball movie?
Ooh. Well, see, now I'm going to say Field of Dreams, but I think some people would argue that's not a baseball movie. I say it is.
Oh, I think it's a baseball movie, and it's good. But it's not my favorite. Have you ever watched baseball?
Bad News Bears would be my favorite.
Ooh, okay, that's a classic.
The original, Walter Matthau.
Definitely.
Yeah. Bull Durham.
Yeah, no, there's no flies on Bull Durham.
Yeah. No, and it captured, having been in the minors for a season, it captured in many ways what happens and the way the conversations, the way people goof around and teaching players to talk in cliches and all that. I have a soft spot for Pride of the Yankees, the Lou Gehrig story. It's with Gary Cooper.
Yep.
Bang the Drum Slowly, I don't think I've seen since I was a kid, so I don't have much of an opinion about that. Now, you like Big League, which...
No, I like Major League.
I'm sorry, Major League.
Yeah.
Which I was not all that fond.
Well, again, I think it's a question of expectations with Major League. I watched it at my in-laws, my brother-in-law brought it over, and I went, oh, this is going to be terrible. And it wasn't terrible at all. I thought it was very funny, but my expectations were so low.
Yeah.
You know, and it's got a great cast. It's got a great cast, and again, I don't know nothing about baseball, so it fulfilled my funny expectations completely.
Now, I didn't see the John Goodman Babe Ruth movie. That was supposed to be terrible.
Yeah, I've heard that too. You know what? Speaking of Bull Durham, you know what was a surprisingly interesting movie to me, because it's about golf, was Ron Shelton's movie Tin Cup.
And I've never seen it.
Yeah.
It's the second greatest golf movie ever made.
After?
Caddyshack.
Of course.
And the worst golf movie ever made, Caddyshack 2.
Well, how about The Crying Game? I mean, that was a fairly good, it had a twist ending, but...
And that movie had absolutely nothing to do with baseball.
Oh.
Although, in fairness to The Crying Game, it did have a surprise appearance of both a stick and a ball.
Ooh,
oh, that could be out. That could be gone. It is.
Oh!
That was a Michael Jackson home run. It was off the wall.
So, greatest hockey movie, there's only one. Well, I guess there's Mighty Ducks, but it's Slapshot.
Slapshot. It's absolutely Slapshot. I don't even like hockey, and that's a great movie.
Greatest box. Now, there's a lot of boxing movies. What's the greatest boxing movie?
Wow, I think people would say Raging Bull.
Raging Bull is good. You know, Rocky got schlocky. That's a little poem I wrote.
That's
but
good.
The first one...
You're a poet, and you don't even recognize it.
Best football movie.
Wow. North Dallas 40.
Brian Song. It was a TV movie.
Oh, Brian Song. Yeah, Brian Song.
But that was really good.
Reed Martin, what's the most exciting sporting event you've ever been to?
There's two that come right to mind. The first was I saw Ed Halicki of the San Francisco Giants pitch a no-hitter, and I think it was 1975 in the second game of a doubleheader against the New York Mets. So I saw a major league no-hitter thrown. And
so you saw nothing happen for the entire length of a ballgame.
For you, that would be correct. and when I was at Cal my senior year, Cal was playing Stanford. John Elway was the quarterback for Stanford, and Cal won on one of the greatest, most memorable plays in the history of college football. Where they lateraled the ball like six or eight times and charged through the Stanford band to win on the last play. I was there.
Wow. That's the most exciting game. That's the most exciting sporting event I was ever at, and I wasn't at that game. I was at a wedding reception of a good friend who is still married to the same woman. He better be.
You're going to miss the play.
Because I missed the greatest game in the history of college football.
Even if you're not a football fan, it's just the Stanford band runs on the field. They think they've won the game, and it seems like the play must be over, but the referees never ruled it over, and it's just incredible.
I'll tell you, I think my personal favorite sporting moment is from the early days, before I started playing tennis tournaments, I was a ball boy, and I was ball boying for a pro celebrity tennis tournament at River Oaks in Houston, Texas, and one of the celebs was Charlton Heston. And my favorite moment is when he turned to me and said, "Son, I need a Band-Aid." And I ran off going, Moses needs a Band-Aid. And so they said, "Oh, we'll take care of it." But I stood there at the side of the court because I thought, I want to hand him the Band-Aid. So they were going to go hand it themselves, but I took it and pre-opened it and got it ready so I could stick it on his finger.
Did you get to?
No, he took it out of my hands and said, "Get away from me, kid. You bother me." So
I don't know if it's clear, but it's no secret that I think baseball is a pretty boring game.
Whatever.
No, it's. I mean, not everybody thinks that. I've heard people argue, but Reed, is this your favorite game? Explain to me why baseball is not boring.
Two words: because it's not.
Well, that doesn't make any sense.
Well, you got the pitcher staring down the batter like two gunfighters.
Yeah, but you got then eight other guys are standing around doing nothing.
Not if he gets a hit.
All right, then one, maybe two guys get to do something.
On a double play three. Austin, there's just a lot going on in baseball you can't see.
Yeah, see, that's the problem. I like a sport where there's something going on you can see.
You just don't get it.
No, I get it. What's the most exciting thing that can happen in a baseball game?
A no-hitter.
Exactly. The most exciting thing that can happen is when nothing happens. I'm sorry. Baseball sucks.
You're so wrong.
I'm not wrong.
It definitely sucks.
Baseball's great. It's got rabid fans, cool uniforms, fantastic rituals.
Oh, it's like Star Trek.
Oh, I hate that geeky crap.
Wait a second. You hate geeky crap? Aren't you in a fantasy baseball league?
No.
Oh, all right.
I'm in three fantasy baseball leagues.
Oh, dude, you're a super geek.
I am not.
Yes, you are.
I'm not a geek. Shut up. They're about to do the sumo race. These guys in inflatable sumo outfits. I can't talk now.
Wait a second. You're not a geek, and yet here you are sitting down filling out your charts, your statistics charts.
It's called the scorecard.
The scorecard. All right. And I bet you've got bobbleheaded action figures at home and mint-conditioned rookie cards still in their plastic sleeves, yeah?
So?
So, dude, that makes you a Dungeons & Dragons-level geek. I think we're finished podcasting, and what are we in? We're in the third and a half inning. The game's almost half over. Now we can leave, Matt. What do you think?
Yeah, totally, because I think Star Trek's on in about 10 minutes.
It's that episode, The Inner Light, where Jean-Luc Picard goes into the life of a guy on the planet and learns how to play the flute. It's a great episode. Yeah, no, it's not at all boring like this.
Grab a hot dog. Let's get to your pad.
Me, I'm praying for 15 extra innings. I'll see you at 3:30 a.m.
That's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast. Send us your favorite sports movies via email to feedback@reducedshakespeare.com. You can also post comments on our podcast page and interact with other fans at our website, reducedshakespeare.com, and our Reduced Shakespeare Company fan page at facebook.com. You can also become a subscriber to our YouTube channel or become a twit. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/reduced. You can find easy links to all these social networks at our website, reducedshakespeare.com. Thanks, as always, to Webmaster Matt Rippey, starting Bat Boy Matthew Croak, music by John Weber and Garage Band. Our random fan shout out this week goes to Belinda Lancaster. No reason, it's just random. Special thanks to Teddy Panos from 980 WCAP Merrimack Valley Radio in Lowell, Massachusetts. And thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener, 196 588ths of the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
All right, I'm sorry I said that about Ben. Wait a second, Reed. Wait a second, are you crying? There's no crying in...
I know!
This podcast is a production of the Reduced Shakespeare Company. Reducing expectations since 1981. Go to ReduceShakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less.
So much less. So much less.